in the time you are in, there is a great challenge. And that challenge is developing the ability to acknowledge all that you know is going on, all that you see, and at the same time, still choose the energy in which you are going to walk. That is a very specific skill, and we are happy that you have not had to develop it so much until now, but certainly now is the time when you must develop that. When it is, how do we say this? It is easier when the thunder and the storm are far away from you. Then you can know about it, but it does not close in on you the way this particular time is doing. But that ability to know, but still to choose the thing you're going to do, the way you're going to feel about it, that is really a wonderful thing, to be able to do that, and without, because it separates you from any guilt you might be feeling, which is useless for you anyway, and it separates you from a lot of the upset. And that is good, because you do not need to be upset in your life. What we are looking at now is the end of a particular cycle. And at the end of a cycle, it is like moving to a new country. Things are not quite in the same place. Here is the new country, but you must really discover where the good grocery store is and where the good products are. And that's what you're going to have to do when this comes to a plateau, shall we say. And we want you to know that that is appropriate. That is simply the way that happens when one cycle ends and another begins, particularly when the new cycle has more light in it. It is not a return to the old way. It is being able to be courageous and find the new way in the best way that you can. And so that is all you need to keep in mind. Power structures will change. Places of influence will change, not all of them. There are always some retainers from the old way. But this is all going on around you. And so when you protect yourself by saying, I know about that, but here is my focus. Here's where I'm going to be, and that is, I'm going to create happiness for me, because in this moment, that is my job. It is much easier for light to live in a being who is choosing happiness than to try to live in a being who is not choosing happiness. So there is a discipline here, and we want you to know it and expect it, and understand that you will be required to do this for a while. Now, in the pattern above, it is still forming up, so we cannot give you a great deal of information about this. We wish we could. We wish we could project for you the things that you think about, but rather we are trying to show you an energy to be in as things change, so that you take good care of who you are and what you are and how you are moving in the world. As this goes on, and it will go on for a while yet, but we are sure you are all aware of the tension that is gathering, and so there will definitely be events that shake and shatter. But they do not have to shake and shatter you. You can continue your focus on what is good and what is light, and holding and sharing as much light with the world as you can. So that is what we want you to remember. So, if you will begin to breathe deeply and easily. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in that blue peace. Exhale fear. Breathe in love. Exhale emptiness. Move into your heart center and allow your heart center to illuminate so you can see the beauty that you've built in your own body, in your own life. See the places where you go for comfort, for rest, for creation. Some of the places that you go for joy. And feel how alive your heart center is. Now feel your own energy rising up, coming up through your body. Out through your crown. Let that energy lift you up with no effort. Drop the world. Feel how lightly you move upward. See that a path in the sky illuminates. And move toward that path. Let gates open to admit you into the energy of the path. And when you step on the path, your work is over. It is the path that will take you up. Know that the air you are breathing is full of blessings. Blessings for the time you are in. Energy. Wisdom. Support. Everything that you need for the time you are in. And when you rise up, find that you are in the place where your teacher waits for you. Take this time to speak to your teacher. Know that your teacher has a gift for you. Resting the mind, know that gift. Receive the teacher's blessing. Begin to come down the path again, becoming aware of the night sky and of the perfect balance of light all around you, everything happening as it was intended to happen, and release whatever need you might have to control anything that is not yours. As you come into the room again, above the circle, as a service, find a gift or a message for those who sit here with you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.